Hello, everyone. This is Special K, Kevin Latch for the Black Flag Cast, and I'm sitting here with Saris of King Saris Cosplay. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Not doing too bad. Would you like to tell my audience first a little bit about yourself, who you are, and how you got into cosplay, and maybe a little bit into anime?
Yeah, sure. Let's see. The person behind the makeup and the wigs. By day, I work in a billing office for a healthcare provider, which is, like I said, not very interesting. I'm also a freelance writer, specifically for tabletop role-playing games, which I didn't mention the first time we attempted to do this. I work for the Onyx Path, which, if you're familiar with them, they used to be White Wolf, so like vampire, mage, werewolf, that sort of thing, if you're into that scene. I write for them, and that's significantly more interesting. And of course, you know, I'm into cosplay, and that's probably my biggest, most expensive hobby. I've been doing cosplay since I started going to conventions, which was in 2002, so quite some time. But I wasn't good at cosplay until about 2013. So I had this cosplay renaissance that happened in about 2012, where I was that year I had gotten a gig as what was more or less a booth babe job for a tabletop game that crashed and burned spectacularly, but it was fun. And I got paid a bunch of money to go to Gen Con and wear a costume that was specifically for me. And I got to go to a professional costume designer studio in New York City and see all the behind the scenes things. And I got to see all that, and that was really cool. And seeing all these people do that work, I really like seeing creative people do their thing. That makes me really happy and inspires me. And in the process, I made a bunch of friends who were also on this project doing the same sort of more or less booth babe work. And they were all pretty hardcore cosplayers. And when I got home from that, I was like, you know, I really want to do this more. You know, prior to that, I didn't know how to sew or anything like that, and I had done a lot of closet costumes, which isn't there's nothing wrong with that. And some of my closet costumes were really good, but I did the whole heavy duty craftsmanship and looking up tutorials on YouTube and stuff until Borderlands 2 had come out, and I was playing the shit out of that. And I love the crap out of Maya, the siren from Borderlands 2. And I was like, I have to cosplay her. This is going to be my big, you know, second coming. And a friend of mine helped me out with the plan for how to do it. And she gave me a bunch of ideas and linked me to a bunch of tutorials and sort of got me in the right place for here's how you make your plan. And she helped me get started, and I finished it, and I wore it to MegaCon in 2013, and it went over amazingly. And I was hooked. That was it. I was done.
Mm-hmm.
And I wore that costume to several cons throughout 2013. At the end of 2013, literally a year ago, I had gotten back into Sailor Moon and anime. I had a second renaissance too at Otakon, where I got back into a bunch of old things, because I saw a lot of people doing it and reconnected with some old friends. And I was just like, I remember the Sailor Moon manga being really good. Was that just my teenage memory, or was it actually really good? And I found it online, available to read for free, and I read through the whole thing in a week, and I was like, oh my god, it is really good, it's still really good. And then that was it. I was done. I was back into it. And then Crystal was announced not that long after, and I sunk back into my old super fandom, and like I said, a year ago I thought, I'm gonna, you know, I want to do something more challenging. I want to do something harder, and I want to celebrate this new Sailor Moon thing. But I don't want to be one of the Sailor Senshi. everybody does a Sailor Senshi. Like, if I, Uranus is my favorite, and I think if I had gone as Uranus, it would still stand out because not a lot of people can pull her off real well. But I was like, I don't know. The Sailor Fuku is easy to do poorly and look kind of bad. So I was like, I'm still new at sewing and stuff, so I don't want to do that. I'm gonna do one of the villains.
And on that point, I have witnessed this said work. Ladies and gentlemen, I saw Sarah's dressed up as Galaxia from the Stars arc of the series. And let's get into that. I mean, so why Sailor Galaxia?
The first honest to God reason I wanted to do her was to make the armor. Mm-hmm. I had never made armor before. It's not like she's just a breastplate and a skirt and some shoulder pieces. It's not like I have to make a real, and it's geometrical, so I didn't have to like carve patterns into it or anything like that. And I was like, this is not too detailed. Like I bet I can make this and pull it off, and because this is simple, but it's armor, so it's hard. The costume you saw is actually the second version of it. I had done a version last year with a friend of mine, who is a home contractor, and he's really good at engineering and all that stuff. And so he helped me do the math that made it fit me. But we made it out of home contracting stuff. So the original one was a chore to wear. The breastplate was actually hard. It was made of resin and Bondo, and it was light. But it, and fiberglass too. So it was like resin Bondo fiberglass. So it was super light and like hard as a car bumper. Mm-hmm. Which was badass, but not good for wearing for a long period of time. Because fiberglass is a great conductor of heat. And when you wear it right up against the core of your body heat, you're really fucking hot all day. And the skirt was made of, oh crap, what's it called? Cove base, which is a kind of vinyl, and it weighed about 3 pounds, which doesn't sound like a lot until you've worn 3 pounds around your waist for 12 hours.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing with the cove base that I discovered, much to my terrible dismay, was that it's really sensitive to changes in temperature. I live in Pennsylvania, and the first convention I took it to was in Florida. I flew out of Baltimore in November. It's 32 degrees. I arrive in Fort Lauderdale. It's 82 degrees. I pull out my skirt. All the vinyl has adhered to each other.
No good.
No good. I had to repair the paint job hurriedly in the hotel room and then figure out how the fuck I was going to get it home.
Quite the dilemma.
Yeah, quite the dilemma. So that, it looked cool. It looked really cool. But I was like, I need to redo this. The wearability. I would put it on and I would be on a timer. There, I was like, I have 4 hours from right now before this has to come off of me. And I was like, for wearability's sake, I want to redo it. And I had just intended to like remake the breastplate because it was brittle and traveling on a plane, it started to crack. It was starting to fall apart, and I love this costume, and I didn't want to retire it. And then a friend of mine, Blue Eyes Dante, another one of the people I had met through the Booth Babe gig I had talked about earlier, we're getting ready to go to Otakon. She's coming with me, and she goes, "You want to compete?" And I was like, "Sure." So, I decided I was gonna transform my prototype Galaxia and turn her into a competition-worthy piece. What you saw was the post-competition version.
Mm-hmm.
So I took the original breastplate, the original skirt, and all the measurements and stuff because it fit me already, and took apart the old headdress and everything, and recreated the same shapes out of craft foam. Craft foam is still really hot to wear, but it doesn't, it's not fiberglass. And you can sew it. So the bottom layer, the breastplate is made of two layers of craft foam, and the bottom layer is sewn together and tailored to fit me. Mm-hmm. And then there's a second layer on top of it to make it, to give it weight. Because craft foam is very thin and it's very flimsy. And when you, if you want to use it to make armor, you gotta, you know, you gotta layer it or do something with it because it will look light. And a lot of making armor is creating the illusion of weight. And the seaming that's, that makes the like geometric lines on my front and back, are pipe cleaners. And the whole thing is covered with, then you do, I do a layer of contact cement. Contact cement on one side and contact cement on the back of gold vinyl, stretch vinyl, that Lycra stuff. Use a paint roller to smooth it out onto your surface. Boom, done. It looks like golden armor. A little fabric paint to like give the seaming that dimension that it has.
And with that, you brought Galaxia to life.
I brought her back to life.
You brought her back to life. And I mean, but, you know, was Galaxia, a major, was like Galaxia one of your favorite characters?
She became my favorite character after I started cosplaying her. The choice was literally, I want to make this armor. I remember her kind of being cool because it had been such a long time since I had seen Stars. And the thing I remembered about Stars was Uranus and Neptune dying. And I remembered her as the person who kills Uranus.